Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden hosted French President Emmanuel Macron for the first White House state dinner in more than 3 years. Yep, the French like to eat late, so Biden was like, got it, 4:30 it is. The Bidens and the Macrons went out to dinner at an Italian restaurant. The Bidens and Macrons went on a double date. Then Kamala and Doug showed up at the restaurant and pretended it was an accident. Oh my gosh! You ate at the same? I guess we just eat together, right?
Huh. I was actually wondering about that. It was his first state dinner, and did he choose Macron specifically because with the... See, they're 6 hours ahead of Washington, D.C. Perfect. The timing, so Joe Biden can have his 3:30 meal. It's 9:30 for Macron. And
I'm not sure. Please. The Kamala thing. Was Kamala even there?
Is Kamala alive?
Yeah.
What happened to her?
Somebody do a welfare check. Look through her window.
This probably doesn't matter, and it's not surprising to anyone, but I flipped on MSNBC this morning, and so I flipped on Fox, and they were poking fun at the dinner and making jokes about it. Okay, the same way that MSNBC would do if George Bush had a state dinner, I suppose. But I do like making fun of power versus fawning over it. And I flip on MSNBC, and there are pictures of Joe Scarborough and his wife, Mika Brzezinski, in tuxes and fancy dresses walking into the White House and turning this way and smiling as the cameras go clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety.
The part of the royalty.
Exactly. Yes. So the speaking truth to power media is all dressed up going to the dinner and then reporting on it the next day. So that's not good.
Well, it's pretty obvious what it is.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, they're courtiers, or what's the proper term? They're welcome in the court of King Louis the 14th, and they put on their makeup and their fancy gowns, and they do the gavotte, and they eat, you know, the pork belly with the queen, and and then they go out and pretend to be the media.
Exactly. How much are you going to mention that, for instance, courts ruled again that Joe Biden's effort to do away with student loan debt is completely illegal and unconstitutional? How often are you going to mention that when it could affect you being on the guest list for the next state dinner? Probably not a lot.
I'm glad you brought that up. I happen to take in more electronic media before the show today than I usually do, including listening to Nakedly Progressive Radio, known as NPR, where the big story during their news segment was about the student loan forgiveness thing that a second appeals court, now two, have said, no, this is not constitutional. You got to suspend it for now. We're issuing an injunction. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, those injunctions are going to stand. We'll talk to you in February. Come make your arguments in February. So that's where this stands. So in the news segment for NPR, they described that, and at no point did they even pay heed to the concept that there are legal arguments to do that, and they happen to be very sound. They pretended as if the government's, or I'm sorry, not the government side, I guess the plaintiff side, had no arguments, or they didn't mention them.
Well, what percentage of NPR listeners are either college graduates with student loan debt or parents of same?
All of them.
98%, something like that. Let me quote.
Wait, there's more. Okay. There's more. So as I was taking care of my dog, I was listening longer than I normally do, and they got to the money segment, money time on NPR, and they jumped into the same story. And they had a lawyer dude on who at least was willing to describe the legal questions, not just the winners and losers, not just the horse race, but what are we talking about? And I thought, okay, finally, little journalism. How do you discuss one of the most prominent court battles going on in America right now and not say what the two sides are saying? So this guy did, but what he said was, the administration argues that the act of 2003 gave them emergency powers to forgive student loan debts. Didn't offer any of the counterarguments. None. About how enormous a stretch it was of executive authority, of the idea of the president with the stroke of a pen spending an unauthorized $500 billion was utterly unconstitutional, pretended those arguments didn't even exist. And again, I'll say, it's a miracle Republicans ever win an election.
Yeah, no kidding. How about this? We could quote Nancy Pelosi once again. And this was July 2021, so this is just a year and a half ago. Nancy Pelosi said, people think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. So the very same news outlets that have been praising Nancy Pelosi, the first female speaker of the House, ignoring her own quote about what the president has done, I find kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. But now pretending those arguments don't exist at all under God's sun.
There's Stephen Colbert walking into the state dinner. I'm looking at the long list of commentators on life in America who got to go to the state dinner. And, yeah, I don't know, whatever is what it is.
The free press, the guardian of democracy, Jack.
Right. Holding
laughing at the
fire.
Boots of the powerful. Right. Never. They're not feet to the fire. They're putting out the fire with their saliva as they lick their boots. Or they're pumped stiletto heels, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, Mika Brzezinski was not wearing boots.
Well, she's a boot licker.
Mm.
So you don't have to wear boots to lick boots, Jack. You can wear whatever's comfortable. Just get to licking, you phonies.
Oh, jeez.
Read Mark Leibovich's brilliant book, This Town. Everybody should. Every American should. It should be assigned reading in high schools. The power elite. And then watch the freaking Hunger Games and see a slightly exaggerated portrayal of what people in a distant, powerful capital think of the stupid commoners who they command. Boy, I'm a little cynical for a Friday.
Macron and Biden did do a lot of toasting to Ukraine and their efforts and our efforts to support them and how we need to stick with us and that sort of thing. So, which I appreciated anyway. I'm watching Macron do an interview right now. That'll be on 60 Minutes Sunday night. He's wearing a black turtleneck. I don't think that's good leader material right there.
French.
Don't wear a black turtleneck.
He's French. Yeah. They're different.
They are different.
Hey, play us clip number 62 there, Michael, would you? This is Peter Ducey talking about the Biden-Macron get-together.
Biden and Macron hesitated to call out China, though. Part of a joint statement says the presidents also express their respect for the Iranian people, in particular women and youth, who are bravely protesting to gain the freedom to exercise their human rights. So that's support for protesters in Iran. Nothing about protesters in China.
Well, that's because China has us by the beret, economically speaking. And you know, Biden represents the party of COVID shutdowns. So that's a little uncomfortable to call out China for that.
Yeah, speaking of China and the shutdowns, the Wall Street Journal has an article today I'll read from later. Details of what it was like in that apartment complex when the fire caught and people realized the doors were wired shut and firefighters couldn't get in and all those people burned up. That's a rough story. That's what happens in a communist country and should be known by everyone.
And the knocks on the doors from the police are begun in China for the folks who showed up to those protests. We'll tell you exactly how that unfolds because accounts have emerged.
Okay. Yeah, that's ugly. Oh, I'm seeing more video. The world's largest active volcano in Hawaii has erupted. Did several days ago. Continues to erupt. That looks spectacular. God, I'd love to see that in person. That has got just to be one of the most amazing things you could see on planet Earth in person.
Yeah, I so regret when my brother and his family lived in Hawaii, we never made the hop over to the Big Island where most of the volcanic activity takes place. But that's on Oahu, right?
I don't know anything about Hawaii.
It's a series of islands in the Pacific.
I know that. That's where it stops.
The 50th state.
It said it's on the Big Island, but I don't know what that is. What is
the Big Island? Oh, the Big Island. Okay. The Big Island is the Big Island.
Okay. It's the largest
of
the islands.
It may have a name with quite a number of vowels, generally speaking.
But is it Honolulu?
But the
no, that's a city, Michael, and it's on Oahu.
Is it Don Ho? But the flows of lava, the rivers of rock so hot that it's liquid and flowing like water. I mean, I just can't even imagine seeing that up close. I don't know how close you want to get.
Well, you can get fairly close,
right,
to lava.
It's 2,500 degrees, they said.
Yeah, well, as any kid jumping from the couch to the armchair in the living room will tell you,
right,
you don't want to fall into the lava.
No, if the floor is lava, you are going to have to crawl over the ottoman to get to the rocking chair.
Exactly. Everybody knows that. But it moves very, very slowly, so you can more or less look at it and walk alongside it. Just, again, don't fall in or you'll be instantly incinerated. While, Jack, this is one of my better ones, while lava flows through the streets of Hawaii, crime is flowing through the streets of many American cities, mostly because... Nah, it wasn't that good, was it, Michael? I got a bit of an eye roll there.
It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's off the top of my head. Anyway, back to the rivers of crime running through the streets of American cities, and the soft-on-crime progressive prosecutors are a big reason for that. George Soros actually got a bunch of them elected. Again, how he does it, it's pretty interesting.
Okay, like that, and I also have an amazing statistic. Maybe the most amazing statistic I've heard yet on modern attitudes about relationships and family in America. So we'll get to that all this hour. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
As crime continues to plague cities, large and small, some prosecutors are being called out for progressive policies. Take Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, facing criticism after his office reported downgrading 52% of felony cases to misdemeanors.
He keeps doing what he's doing, and we keep living in a Gotham City.
We could go on and on. There is a bit of a list to come of these progressive prosecutors and the effect they're having. But it is, as a political scientist, quote unquote, it's really been interesting to see a fairly small organization with a tremendous amount of money target down ticket races and leverage the money they have into an astonishing amount of societal change.
Yeah, with the weird ideology that all these criminals are just doing it because the system leaves them no choice.
Yeah, they've been oppressed or neglected, or the rich have gotten richer, and the poorer people have no choice but to do drugs in public and smash people in the face and take their phone.
Do the people that fund these lenient DAs live in gated neighborhoods and have private security and all that sort of stuff?
Roughly 100% of them.
I'm guessing they all do, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So you live in a neighborhood where nobody is ever going to jack your car in the middle of the night or poop on your sidewalk. But for the rest of us, it's all right.
Yeah, your Bentley's catalytic converter will be safe there in your 8-car garage. David Spunt has more on the George Soros-backed progressives. Let's go ahead with 51, Michael, and then I'll get into some of the nitty-gritty.
Fox News Digital reviewed campaign finance records in all 50 states and discovered voters just elected two new and re-elected a pair of prosecutors backed by liberal billionaire George Soros, who has spent years pushing criminal justice reform. Jackie Sartoris won in Maine to be the Cumberland County District Attorney. Fox News Digital uncovered a $300,000 payment from Soros-backed groups to a group that helped Sartoris win. Kimberly Graham, the incoming district attorney in Polk County, Iowa, got a boost, though indirectly from Soros and his team via associated groups. In Texas, Soros' money helped DA Joe Gonzalez win another term in San Antonio, and Dallas County DA John Cruzote was just reelected. Over the summer, Soros wrote in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, "The idea that we need to choose between justice and safety is false."
Oh, wow. For you, maybe. I don't know. Have you been to the Walgreens? I'm guessing not. Well, it's closed now because so many people robbed it. That is something. You are right. What an underreported story that is.
Yeah, and let's see. What was the last clip? That's okay. They're just talking about the various recall efforts for some of these radicals. But what's interesting is the way he does it is he's got this assistant. And, you know, it's funny. I had two articles, and now I can't find one of them. I just have too much crap. Anyway, so he has this assistant, a loyal assistant, George Soros, who's worked for him for a long time, one of his right-hand women. And she will go into a state or a city. She'll go into Philadelphia. She will set up a PAC, a political action committee, fill out all the paperwork. He will fund it with mind-boggling amounts of money that a district attorney's race has never seen in the history of that place. They will blanket the town with ads and speeches and the rest of it. They will get that person elected. Then the political action committee will file a paperwork and cease to exist until it's needed again. So he just independently funds the campaigns of these people. And quite successfully. Again, if I'm going to sit, if I'm going to separate myself from the loathsomeness of it, I've got to admire the success of it. Oh, there it is. His longtime treasurer, Whitney Timas, establishes pop-up political action committees in states where he targets prosecutor races. Once set up, the financier injects money into the PACs, which tend to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars backing his preferred candidates. The PACs typically dissolve after the elections, and folks like Larry Krasner and Kim Fox, remember her, that crook in Chicago.
Is there a name for this ideology, or is it just Marxism? The only other person I can think of that made that argument was Lenin, way back in the day in Russia. You know, you wouldn't have crime if you didn't have all this, the economic framework that forces people to do these things. Nobody would steal.
Well, America's one-sided media compliantly calls it criminal justice reform, and I guess it is reforming it. It's forming it into something that doesn't work at all. Let's see. Where are some of the other gallery of goons that he mentions? Krasner in Philadelphia, Kim Fox in Chicago, Kim Gardner in St. Louis, George Gascon in Los Angeles.
We cannot prosecute our way out of the desperation that we have.
How about we prosecute our way out of people smashing you over the head and taking your stuff? Could we try that, George?
Or prosecute our way out of major drugstore chains can't operate anymore. So your coffee shops are gone.
Right, exactly. Or drugstores closing wholesale in American cities, or kids dying of fentanyl poisonings all over the place because we've decided that public drug use is okay. And as a libertarian, I've got to admit, and I will admit this, I had grossly underestimated the negative effects of going soft on hard drugs in the blue cities of America. It's been a miserable failure. Terrible.
Yeah, so this is going to play out for a while then.
Yeah, well, like we always say, those down-ticket races, they matter, man. Ladies, show up, vote for district attorney, figure out who's running, county attorney, whatever the position is called in your neck of the woods. These races matter, and you got a Marxist billionaire pouring tons of money to get to dangerous radicals elected successfully. Yipes.
So we ain't having enough babies in the modern world. We aren't even getting into relationships. An amazing stat for you coming up. Grab the podcast if you miss an hour.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Strong and Getty Show.
Nice. Naughty. Pepsi and milk. Milk. That is one dirty soda.
Pepsi and milk pilk for the holidays.
That was Lindsay Lohan, by the way, endorsing it.
Finally, and making kind of a sexual noise there, which I did not appreciate.
Pornography. Was that contemporaneous, Michael? It's a fancy word that means new.
Yeah, is that now?
Yeah, for the holiday season. Okay,
Pepsi and milk. Pilk.
You know, the whole celebrity thing is idiotic anyway, but Lindsay Lohan is not exactly, you know, A-list these days.
I've got three stats. One, all interesting. One doesn't matter at all. One kind of matters. One matters a great deal. I can start with the one that doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
If you don't follow the National Football League, the most popular television show in America, they play 16 games per season. They are 11 games into the season, so they're well over the halfway mark. I don't know
They play 18 games now, don't they?
Do they?
17 or 18, yeah.
Yeah.
How many games do they play?
18 games. There's 18 weeks, and you have your one bye.
But so there are 17 games now?
They added 17 games,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so 17 games. I did not know that. Anyway, we're still over the halfway mark. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, with Tom Brady's team, they are in first place in their division at 5-6. That is an amazing statistic.
That is a sucky division. That's what that is.
I don't recall any team being first place this late in the season with a record like that. But anyway, that stat doesn't matter at all. This stat kind of matters, but is worth remembering. I've mentioned it many times, but I want to mention it again because freaking Twitter comes up every single day in the news, mostly because the media is freaking out over the fact that Elon Musk owns it now and they're acting like the world's coming to an end. Remember that less than 50 million adults are on Twitter at all in a country of 340 million people. 50 million are on at all. Only 6% of those Twitter users account for 73% of the tweets, which means that fewer than 1% of Americans are frequently weighing in about politics on the platform and running the discussion. 1% of Americans. So keep that in mind when anybody's freaking out one way or the other about Twitter.
The percentage of Beltway and or Manhattan journalists who are Twitterites is 90%.
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 at least. Now, this statistic that matters a lot and I found quite astounding. We've talked a great deal about the falling birth rate and how it is a crisis. I don't know what you do with it. I mean, the whole welfare state is contingent upon a growing population and adding more workers to prop it up. And we ain't going to add more workers at all because we're currently at 2.1 live births per woman, which is just barely sustain your population rate. As recently as 2007, it was 2.7 live births per woman. As recently as 2007, so it's gone from 2.7 to 2.1 in that amount of time. How would that be? Well, people are having less babies. People are getting married less. People are getting into relationships less. This is the latest Pew survey on this. Over a third, 35% of never married single men and 37% of never married single women, practically 40%, have never been in a committed relationship.
Wow.
Now, they don't know what those numbers are going back because they never used to ask it because you wouldn't, because obviously you've been in a relationship. Everybody's been in a relationship. That's what you do. That's what everybody's trying to do not that long ago.
Well, unless you're in the truly unfortunate, very small minority of people at the fringes.
Sure. But for most people, no. When I was younger, the idea of anybody that had never been in a committed relationship, what? That would have been crazy. Past the age of like 22 would have been crazy. But now, 35% of never married single men, 37% of never married single women have never been in a committed relationship. Well, that's not going to lead to a lot of kids.
Wow. And the pace of the change has been just mind-blowing.
Right, and I would assume that number's going up. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For all the reasons that we talk about all the time.
Yeah. Wow, that's just astonishing.
There is
no impulse more fundamental than coupling, other than needing food, water, and oxygen.
Yeah, and it was like the most, it was the number one thing on everybody's mind my entire young life.
And you can't tell me, you cannot tell me, well, you could tell me, but I wouldn't believe you. You can't tell me it's all societal. It's all cultural. That's because you grew up in a society that told you you should. No, I wanted a girlfriend bad. And it wasn't to fit into societal norms.
Well, that's because there wasn't anything to do back then or where you lived. That's not true either. Or if you're choosing.
I was so busy it about killed me.
Or if you're choosing going out to eat and concerts over what makes life worth living, I think you're making a poor choice. But Yeah, that's an astounding change in a beast and the way it lives. Like you always say, if any animal on Earth stopped coupling and having offspring, there'd be a panic among environmentalists. Oh, my God, what is going on? But that is what's happening with human beings in developed nations.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting to observe. Shocking. It's disturbing, although... You know, what comforts me when I observe this stuff is I think there are, speaking of beasts in the animal kingdom, I think there's something at work here that is probably meant to be, although the technological aspect of it is something that's brand new. But if you study, you know, biology at all, environmental systems, whatever, if there's an overpopulation of a particular beast, nature adjusts.
Right.
Through disease or starvation or predation or whatever, which is why you can't, you got to be very careful about removing apex predators. We've figured out in the Western United States. Don't kill off the damn mountain lions and bears, or you're going to have an explosion of the things they eat, and that'll lead to terrible problems. But anyway, but with humans, I almost never see bears on social media, for instance. So I doubt bears are saying, you know, I could get with a lady bear and then go hibernate, but why don't I play video games instead? So that's it's a twist that is impossible, I think, is impossible to compare to any other phenomena.
Yeah, if you have an explanation, text line is 415-295-KFTC. But it gets beyond the conversation we've been having in the past about people not having kids, because then you can always make the argument, well, the housing's too expensive, or raising a kid costs $500,000, or whatever it is. This has got nothing to do with it. This is not saying you got to have a kid. It's just like having a boyfriend or girlfriend. And people aren't anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe you'll find somebody on the job, and maybe your job is rat overlord. They're hiring a rat overlord in New York City. It's appealing work, pays really well.
Does it come with a crown or a scepter or a cool jacket of some sort?
I'll bet you could do the jacket.
Crown would be a little much.
Yeah, but who am I to judge?
You have a scepter, they're going to mock you behind your back, certainly.
I use it to whack the rats with. That's why I got the scepter. Anyway, but first a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Your home should be safe and secure, especially during the holidays when burglaries and robberies explode because people want to steal your presents, scumbags. Anyway, give yourself and your family the gift of peace and protection with the number one rated home security system, Simply Safe. This is a present for your family security.
Simply Safe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras inside and out. They are wireless, so you can put them wherever you want. Smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home.
And 24/7 professional monitoring service costs under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of like ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Top rated, Simply Safe. You can cancel anytime you want. It's great. And right now it's 40% off. Don't miss your chance for massive savings. Get 40% off any new system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Cool.
They mentioned that the brown rat has lived in New York City since the time of the Revolutionary War or thereabouts. That's funny. I'd assumed that, that sort of rat was just in every city in the world all the time, but
is it a particular kind of rat?
I feel like most rats
I've seen have been more grayish. Of course, I'm colorblind, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, but they're most of them I've seen are brownish, okay. Including as I've described before a couple of times in downtown Chicago in my teenage years, seeing rats that were the size, I kid you not, of freaking pussycats. They made me want to wet my pants and run away squealing into the night. Visceral, instinctive horror. Oh, I still shiver when I think about it. Anyway, where were we? Ah, yes, we were in New York City. Brown rats probably came over on ships, right? With immigrants and goods and stuff like that. For at least a century, city officials have tried and failed to eradicate the rats. On Wednesday, centuries after Rattus norvegicus first stowed away on a New York-bound ship, there's my answer in the next paragraph, New York City tried again, advertising for a newly created position of Director of Rodent Mitigation, or the Rat Czar. The unusually irreverent job posting was first reported by the New York City website Gothamist.
All right, everybody back off. I'm the DRM around here.
The, pardon me?
Director of Rodent Mitigation.
Ah. It seeks someone equipped with a bachelor's degree.
Of course. You can't have some poltroon who doesn't have a four-year degree and some college debt being in charge of getting rid of the rats.
Well, that reminds me, I've got another article I've been saving for a couple of days about the number of massive employers, big, you know, Fortune 500 companies you've heard of that are saying, finally, you know, you don't really need a college degree for this job.
Yeah, freaking finally is right.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, but that's, you know, speaking of cultural norms, that is such a cultural norm in America that if you have a college degree, you're a smart, sophisticated person, and if you don't, you're not. And we want smart, sophisticated people here at Jones Brothers to sit in a cubicle and type data
right.
or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, back to the rats. Where were we? Ah, yes, rats. Let's see. So you got to have a bachelor's degree, 5 to 8 years of relevant experience, and, quote, most importantly, the drive, determination, and killer instinct needed to fight the real enemy, New York City's relentless rat population. It suggests that the ideal candidate should possess the stamina and stagecraft to defeat the army of rats, described as cunning, voracious, and prolific. The job will pay between $120,000 and $170,000 a year. Now, it's not cheap to live in the New York metro area, so, you know, like San Francisco or Seattle or L.A., you're not going to get rich on $150,000 a year, but it's pretty good pay. Eric Adams, by the way, who's taken on all sorts of different challenges there in Gotham, is really enthusiastic about snuffing the rats. He has been consistently fixated on rats through his public career. Mr. Adams, who said he kept a rat as a childhood pet, has tied his fixation to the trauma that rats have inflicted on New York City families. In the first of 11 months of his administration, he's made no fewer than 6 announcements that were cast at least in part as anti-rat efforts.
It's that big a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodents spread disease, damage homes and wiring. I've had that happen. You have too, haven't you? A rat to chewing out the wiring in your car?
Heck yeah. Multiple yeah. times, and it's very expensive.
Yeah, and they terrorize kitchen employees, says this speechwriter. Wow. Oh, I don't like rats.
I don't know if I'm going to be terrorized by a rat, but...
Well, what if you had, like, 3 of them the size of a terrier?
I'm going to beat run at you in your kitchen.
A bobcat!
No, it's a rat. It's the size of a damn bobcat, but it's a rat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't feel good about the area you're living in if you see rats about. Remember Correct. During the pandemic when the rats took over the streets, those videos? It was shocking how quickly that happened.
And you know me. I think squirrels are just rats with better PR because they got the fluffy tail.
Uh-huh. Oof.
Oof is right.
We've gotten a number of great texts explaining the why people don't get in relationships anymore. We could touch on some of those and other things on the way. That crypto fraud continues to be in the news with people who once praised him now saying, I knew all along he was a fraud. Oh, did you? Among other things on the way. Stay with us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is one of the narrowest points in San Diego Bay and one of the narrowest near misses in recent memory. This video showing the massive ships on a clear collision course. The larger amphibious ship, Harper's Ferry, exiting the port, with the smaller guided missile destroyer, Momsen, entering the port, facing head-on into the larger ship. The Navy vessels coming within just 35 yards of one another.
That's pretty close.
That's too close.
For giant, giant ships that you can see from a mile away and are very slow to turn, how the hell does that happen? And I just think of the stories we've read where people say there are problems, systemic problems in our Navy that are leading to this sort of thing. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. But it's just so hard for me to imagine that if anybody was even looking forward, you would see there's a giant ship over there.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we don't run into it. You wouldn't think you'd get that close to it before you're able to steer away.
Well, I know when you're out on the lake in a pleasure craft as a dope and there's another dope coming at you, the two of you you go a little right and you make sure he notices and he goes left. All right, that's how you settle it. But you think giant Navy ships, they got radios, right? Hey, dude, you want to go right or left? I'll go right. You go left. Okay, great. Actually, if you went right and he went left, you'd smash into each other.
You both do the same. They talk about that in this clip here, 21.
Warship 4-9, we are coming to port to avoid you.
Warship 9-2, we are coming to port to avoid you as well.
That means both ships had to veer left to avoid a collision. According to inland navigation rules, vessels approaching one another would normally be required to stay to the right and pass one another on the left.
So did they do the opposite of what you normally do? I didn't quite follow that.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left. I know that.
All I know is, watching the video, the one ship is freaking enormous. Mm. How do you not see that far enough away that you get within 35 yards of each other?
35 yards? I mean, 30 yards is home plate to first base. I mean, that's just right there. Yikes.
That's something. Anyway, that was
better training. Better training, better leadership.
I have piloted boats through that very area myself. It's not that big. And what are the wave runners and all kinds of different things? A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And them you just squash, right? I don't know much about maritime law.
So we're on the topic of not only are we not having babies anymore, which has been discussed a lot, and people aren't getting married as often, people just aren't even getting in relationships at all. And a pretty high percentage of people that have never had kids just have never been in a relationship, wondering why that was. We got a whole bunch of different texts. The usual suspects emerge with the whole, you know, it's porn or a variety of things, or men aren't men anymore, so women aren't interested, variety of things. We got this text, which I thought was kind of interesting. Relationships, this is an easy one. People in the past wanted to be in a relationship so they wouldn't be lonely. And it wasn't easy to be in a relationship. So, you know, you had to put work in it. You stuck with it. Now, with social networking, it's so easy to just go out and play around without any commitment. You could blame social networking for the whole thing. And I was thinking, it does satisfy both ends of the equation, if I'm going to stereotype, and this is a stereotype, because some men aren't, like myself, are interested in relationships, and some women, I know some, who are interested in having casual sex. But for the most part, it's women needing to get a certain amount of relationship satisfaction, and men wanting to get enough sexual satisfaction, and you can just do that on a regular basis easily through online dating, because I know people who do it. I've never online dated, but I know people who do it, and women who date regularly, so you get all the excitement of a new guy taking you out to dinner and flattering you and everything like that, and you can do a different guy every week, go out with a different guy every week, you can do them if you want, and the guy gets the sexual, and so there just might, it might be that simple. It might be that simple. You just There's just nothing. There are no pull factors.
Jack, can I save some of our listeners a little trouble and time? Hey, Jack, those women who are interested in casual sex, can you post their names at the website? Ha, ha, ha. There you go. I save you the trouble.
They're at
Don't write your email.
They're at a bunch of websites like eHarmony and all these different places, from what I understand. But, yeah, I think people are just getting their needs fulfilled, and that might be the end of society.
So a nation of cat ladies and porn addicts. Except for a handful of tramps and gigolos.
Cat ladies and porn addicts.
Tell you what, Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing on us.
If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.